much do you tip? I never know. Have you noticed? How long ago did they start printing the little tip amounts on the check? Have you noticed that? 10%, 15% is this much, 20% is this much. I'm looking at that and I go, what? Well, you think I'm going to forget to tip? And then I got to thinking, wait a minute, maybe they think I forgot math. I don't know, which is more upsetting. They might be right on about the math stuff. How do you know how much to tip? Well, you might tell me, some of you, that, you know, well, you know, Christy, it depends upon the serving, you know, how they're doing. Well, actually, they've actually studied tipping. And one of the things they discovered is that service only accounts for about 4% of the variation in tips. So everything else comes in, and only 4% of the difference is the actual service. It more to do with the weather. Whether you're the opposite gender of the server, you can go, the server gets an extra buck if they squat down when they talk to you. If they say their name, tip goes up. Yeah, all sorts of things other than the quality of the service. So tipping is amount is not related to the service. Well, why do we have so much tipping? You know, America's one of the top tipping places. We've got something like 73 professions that we tip. It goes down from there. Canada, 30-something protections. We've got Canada's 26. The Scandinavians are in the teens. Japan is four. They only have four professions that they tip. And Iceland is zero. Zeroed Iceland. That's the way they like. So you think about, well, how do we get so tippy? You know, why do we even start this stuff? You know, it used to be un-American to tip. It was un-American to tip. Times, no less than the Times, had an editorial about how terrible and un-American tipping was, because we're all about not having classes and everybody's equal and everybody gets treated the same. You know, America. You know, the way America is built to be. Everybody's the same, equal to equal. And you can't just buy to be special. Also, we didn't have classes like good old bad old Europe. You know, we didn't have the rich, you know, pouring, trickling down some la grace on the other classes, the unfortunate. No, not in America. We didn't do any of that. No, zero, dumb, nah. In fact, tipping was outlawed in several states. You weren't allowed to do that. What happened? Strangely, prohibition. Prohibition brought back tipping. And that's why 70% of who we tip are in restaurants and hotels, because that's who lost out in prohibition. They took away the alcohol, they took away all that money, and the hotel and bartenders and taverns are going, what are we going to do? We got to get every money we can, do the tipping thing, you know. And it says, you want to get paid? You better get some more out of there. And so that's how tipping came back, accidentally. From prohibition. Well, is it so bad? I mean, isn't it nice to give money? You know, sometimes we're not allowed to tip. Sometimes it's against the law to tip. Have you ever tried to tip a police officer? They don't appreciate it. They take it very poorly. Judge, government officials are prohibited. In fact, the esteemed folks at Geek Squad agents are not allowed to be tipped. I got $20 once, had to turn it in. I was in so much trouble. And remember Iceland? What was Iceland? Who quit? Zero. There's a guy from Iceland who studied tipping. You know how this is going to go. This is not going to go well for tipping. A guy from Iceland, and his name is Magnus Thor Gufason. You know, I had to use him because Magnus Thor, not just Thor, but Magnus Thor. Yeah, I love that. He had a study of tipping, and he plotted out tipping on one, you know, how much tipping there is in the country and how much corruption. And he found they just matched up pretty well. The more the tipping, the more the corrupting. Because, you know, it's just a step over to bribery. And if tipping's okay, well, what do you mean by bribery? You know? So maybe there is a problem with tipping. At least according to Magnus Thor. Can't trust Magnus Thor? Who can you trust? We also got, but are we talking about a lot of money? I mean, it's just, you know, restaurants, hotel, I don't go out to eat that much. What is going on? Well, how much money are we talking about, Christy? Well, you know, it adds up. NASA went to the moon, space station flying, you know, NASA, they go for like $20 billion a year. That's how much we spend on NASA. Tipping, $40 billion. So that's two NASAs. Boom, boom, okay? Now, to be fair, you know, that $40 billion, churches get $100 billion, about somewhere around that. And then all charities, you put churches and everything all together, you get like, you know, $300 billion. So the $40 billion. But you know, a billion here and there, it really starts to add up. So you're talking to some money. Tipping. Well, let's turn that over inside out, upside down, and all around. Because if we take that percentage and we change it all around, we get tithing. Now, tithing is a tenth. Straight up, that's what the word means. Tithe, tenth. Straight up. But for me, for now, I'm just going to talk about percentage, just the percentage part. You know that on the little thing, 10, 20, 50, we get the story of the kings coming up to meet Abram, who's later Abraham. The choir was worried you wouldn't know that. So there you go. Later on, they are always changing their names in the Bible. Don't know why. So Abraham's out there and they get a tithe, you know, they're just the king comes up, oh, you're great, here's 10% of everything I've got. Oh, great, that's what they did back then. They did a tithe, you know, you're so great, I'm so great, I'm happy. It was like, well, they couldn't take selfies, you know. So it was kind of like the selfie of the time, you know, oh, look at us, we're here together and we're great. You know, they did that, but they did the tithe thing, that's what they did. And it wasn't all about you did wonderful things, here's a little something for you because you did good service. It was inside out. It was like who I am, who you are. I want to say something happy. I'm glad to be here. This is coming out of my heart. And I'm just proud to know you. Yeah, boom, here's 10%. Here's a tithe. See, it's not about service and how you doing and the weather and whether you squatted down and when you took the order and if you said your name and all that stuff. It's like, this is who I am and I'm happy to be here with you. Here's 10%. It's a tithe. 10%. Now, it's not always 10%. Well, you know, there's all these rules back in the Old Testament, 10% for the temple, 10% here for that, the support. And there's a whole big system to support the temple. And also the orphans and widows and charity, that was the 10% going off with the tithe there. And also there was some tithes that you got to keep and have a party with, like a Thanksgiving. You know, where you came in and you go, hey, we had a good year. Woohoo! You know, big Thanksgiving. They did some of that too with the tithe back then. But once you get over the New Testament in Acts, it changes a little bit. In Acts, especially those early chapters, avoid those. Oh my gosh. Because you know what they do there? Everybody comes and they give everything. They sell everything and give it to the church. In fact, there was two that really missed the stewardship whole campaign idea kind of thing. And they got struck dead. You know, you guys are worried about an extra letter, maybe a phone call if you missed the pledge. But geez, back then, oh my gosh, you missed the boom, down you went. Oh, that was something. You know, Jesus said the rich young ruler, remember him in Luke 19, the rich young ruler, you know, he said, hey, I've been good, I've done good, what do I got to do to get an inheritance? Jesus said, no problem, I love you, sell everything you have and give to the poor. Oh, 100%, again, 100%, I didn't see that on my bill, 100%, yeah. Well, we got Zacchaeus, now he's not a 100%er, okay, you know, he's a 50%er, still pretty good tithe. You know, he's a 50%er. Behold, half of everything out, boom, to the poor. Right here now, boom, out it goes. You know, and that's 50%, and that's pretty good. And then he says, I'm not saying I did, but if I happen to accidentally, you know, steal from somebody, I'll replace it fourfold. I'll give them what I took, and then three more times as God. So four, that's pretty good. You know, in Leviticus, there's actually a law. If you steal from someone, you got to give it back. There's actually a law. And it says you got to give it back plus a fifth. There's that 20%. So in the Bible, you have to tip if you steal from someone. You have to restore it, plus here's a little something, here's another 20%. The tipping right there in the Bible. But Zacchaeus doesn't start at 20%, he goes 300%. I mean, I'm glad he didn't give me the bill. You know, well, there's 10, there's 20, and then there's 300%. If you want to do that tip, that'd be fine. Zacchaeus checks off the 300 and goes right over to that. Well, you know where I'm going. Are you a tither or a tipper? This is a horrible day to join the church. You think, oh, Christmas, candles, got to be, what could go wrong? So, for maybe some new people and maybe some people that, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that thing. 100%, Christy, you're crazy. 50%, you're still weird. 20%, I don't know, I didn't steal nothing. Well, what do people normally do? Well, in 1968, Presbyterians gave 3.1% of their income to the church. High watermark for the Presbyterian Church, USA, 3.1%, 1968. But ever since I've been a minister, since the 80s or something, we've always been bebopping around 2.2%, somewhere around there. We took a little step back to 2.1%. Part of that is because God bless us Presbyterians. We support all sorts of things, not just the church. We do all sorts of good things, and some of that money goes to things we think we're going to make a difference. That people who are making a difference, and it makes a difference if we help them. Those two things. So, but we're about 2%, 2.1, 2.2, somewhere in there. That's where we are. So what to do then? Should I just... Well, here's what I think, what I would recommend you do, because I'm nothing if not practical. That's what they say about me, never. But 2.2%, I'm thinking, if you're thinking about what you're giving, don't be a tipper. You know what tipper is? Tipper is the one who figures out what's needed. What's customary? What's necessary? What's printed on the bill? What am I getting for this? What have they done? How's the church done for me? How's the people gone? Heck, fire! They don't even have a preacher. What do they need money for? That'd be tipping thinking. You know, what have I gotten out of this? And how much do I owe? That is tipping stuff. And now, you know, that's fine. That's fine. Now, in the Bible, in the scriptures, it says in 2 Corinthians, it says, you know, give what you have made up your mind to, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for the Lord loves a cheerful giver. We all know that one, I hope, cheerful giver. But I also want to tell you, I want to witness to you that God accepts grumpy gifts. He's perfectly fine with that too. So if all you're doing is tipping, that's fine too. I ain't putting you down. Tipping is good if you want to go that way. But I want to talk to you and consider moving on over to percentage giving. Not tithing, because, oh, we're crazy. Not tithing, but percentage giving. And the way to do that, figure out what you gave last year. Figure out what the percentage of that is. And commit the same, not the same amount. Commit the same percentage. No more money out of your pocket, but different kind of head. I'm going to give that percentage, not that amount, that percentage. Just make that change this year and see how that goes. Now, if you already are a percentage, or you're feeling a little bit, I need a little bit more than that, I can do better than that, and you look at it and you say, whoa, 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 I'm below 2%. Yeah, maybe you want to go up to that 2%, 2.2%, somewhere around there. Maybe you want to do that, but and move on over to that percentage. And if you're already giving a percentage, God bless you, maybe you want to consider, you know, I could do another percent. I think I could do another percent this year. And remember, it's not about the bills. It's not about the expenses. It's not about the service. It's about who you want to be. Who do you want to be? Do you want to be reluctant and under compulsion? Because that's an option. You can be reluctant and under compulsion. People could tell you how much the church needs and how much everybody should pay and everything would be great and how we need the money and how it's cold out there and how we got this bill, we got that bill. And that's reluctant and under compulsion. You can go there. But I can get you out of that. And that's scripture. All you got to do to be a cheerful giver is do the first part. Give what you've made up your mind to give. Make up your mind. Say, I'm going to give 2%. I'm going to give 3%, 4%. Heck, I'm giving 10. Make up your mind and look what the Bible says. You'll be cheerful. You'll be a cheerful giver. Isn't that better than reluctantly or under compulsion? It's about who you want to be. Do you want to be reluctant and compulsive, or do you want to be cheerful? Do you want to be a tither, a percentage giver, or a tipper? It's up to you. So Barry Creech is a strange duck. He's a Baptist that works for the Presbyterian Church USA. He's right under the people that's in the headlines. There's like him and then Karen Valentine, him. He's big cheese. And we've been buddies for a long time. I actually applied for a position with Barry Creech. I had a really good argument and paragraphs and all this stuff about why I should be hired. And he wrote back, you know, and I said, you know, hired for General Assembly. I want to go to the General Assembly and then pay the bill, you know. So I had all this thing written up. And he wrote back to me, goes, nah, we're not going to do that, but come anyway, we'll pay. What a great guy. So I came and we worked, we're friends. We're going out to eat. We went out to eat. And did you have you notice about serving sizes? If you've been around, they kept getting bigger, aren't they? They're like huge now. They're like huge. Yeah, just go out and ask, could I please have a 6-ounce steak, please? I mean, that's a normal serving. They'll say, no, we don't have 6-ounce steaks. How can they not? They just got it, but no. So they get huge things, and we had a huge amount of foods. And I said, what are we going to do with all this food? We live in a hotel. We don't have a refrigerator. And Barry said, let's take it with us. And we'll have something to give to the homeless on the way back. And sure enough, a guy came up to us and said, hey, can you help me out? We go, here you go. Wow. Do you want to be reluctant and under compulsion and give God the leftovers? Upset? Or you want to say, you know, I got enough. I don't have to get sucked into all that compulsion of eating everything before me. I don't have to go and consume and take everything. You know, I'm the kind of person that thinks about God and others first. And I'm going to give that to God. And I got enough right here. Because what are you going to do when you come to an empty plate? You say, oh my gosh, I need to go get more. You say, no, that was enough. I put that off. I'm good. And you'll be cheerful. For those that are keeping count, we've done stewardship, Thanksgiving, and new members. We now have Advent. This is my last sermon this year. All inspiration must go. So, this is Advent, and Joseph and Mary are looking for a place to bring Christ into the world. Some places don't have room. They don't know who these people are. They may not be safe. There's no room for some places. Zacchaeus had room. But you know, it wasn't Christ coming into the house that brought salvation there. It was when Zacchaeus changed. When he turned, as we heard our new member said, turned from evil and turned to Christ and said, look here, right now, I'm giving half of what I got to the poor, and if I've defrauded anybody, I'm giving them 4 times back. And Jesus said to the crowd, he didn't say to Zacchaeus, he said to the crowd, today salvation has come to this house. For he too is a child of Abraham. Be a cheerful giver. Welcome Christ. And let him turn your life around. Amen.
Amen.